Trey Kennard, wow, quite a night. You all right?
Yes.
How's that power bar?
It's really good.
Okay.
It's got chocolate.
You want to wait?
It's got chocolate. No, let's do it. Sorry.
Okay. You all right, though?
Yeah, I mean, thankfully. I really don't know how. That was...
I don't either.
It was one of those crashes that you, like, really dread and you hope that never happens. Mm-hmm. But, you know, definitely... had someone with me on that one and just thankful that I was okay.
Really? So no injuries from that? Like nothing?
Honestly, no. Even mentally, you know, I was afterwards I was pretty okay, you know? Like I crashed and you know it's gonna be okay.
Bad gate pick for the LCQ, you know what I mean? You had to pressure was on.
Yeah, I mean I hate the LCQ. That's a 2 out of 3 races. I gotta cut that out, but you know, it was a good night. I mean, I really was pumped with you know, the way that the team worked together and the way that everything unfolded.
So in the main event, man, and again, coming up from the back, exciting race. Talk about the main event.
Yeah, the main was great. You know, my gate choice was not good, but I felt like I made it work pretty decent. Kind of got pinched out, and there was a lot of chaos going around with Tedesco and Reedy. But... you know, I was you know, made a lot of really good passes, I thought, and actually at one point at time I was in second and you know, felt like I had a pretty decent chance, and I got a little excited and made a couple really time-costing mistakes and kind of took me a couple laps to gather myself up, but gathered it up and you know, Dungey and Stewart passed me, but felt like I hung in pretty tough with those guys and you know, I was really happy with the night.
Right. I thought actually a little bit you might have been a little too nice to some of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, Stewart ran it in pretty hard on me, which, you know, is totally fine. And I felt like the passes I made were clean. And I was really happy with a couple of the passes I made. But, you know, I think right now for me to go past someone and, you know, hold them up and hold both of us up, I think is not what I need to do. I think, you know, being behind these guys, I can learn a lot and can have good experience for the weeks to come.
What'd you think of the track?
I thought it was great. I was a little concerned on Thursday watching or riding press day. It was really super hard packed, but the Dirtworks guys did an awesome job. I mean, it was as tacky as it could be, I think.
And in the main event, what do you think, like, was it just kind of mistakes on your part, or were those guys, or were they a little better than you, if at all?
I think the mistakes, really. I mean, because the mistakes I made, the one over the triple was, you know, a second and a half to 2 second mistake. And then I made a really big one after the finish as well, which was another second and a half mistake. So I thought I hung pretty tough, you know, maybe a tenth here, maybe a tenth there. But, you know, I think that, you know, I've got some things that I can work on. And you know, as a team, I feel like we have some things we can work on, and which is a good place to be, to have things you kind of know you need to do.
Yeah, I'm no Gary Bailey. Anytime you don't jump the triple, though, it's going to cost you.
That's the biggest thing to miss, and I definitely missed it. But, you know, I think tonight I became a lot more comfortable racing with those guys because I've been really intimidated by them. And you know, racing with them tonight and realizing that, you know, I'm capable and I'm right there with them is, I don't want to say a confidence booster, but, you know, just kind of a reassurance.
Hey, this week you had Reed riding with you, and you said earlier that, hey, he's a really good guy.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't known him too well, but he's been really extremely good to me so far, and he's been really cool to have, and you know, I think he's a great guy, you know. Despite everyone says, I think he's been really cool to me.
How was it not having Timmy here?
That's why I crashed, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, you called it.
I did.
You did. You know what it was? He was at Monster Jam.
Yeah.
And we're like, we got like this ESP type thing going on.
Yeah.
So it's like, he was seeing big crashes, you know, and he was just.
I don't really want to tell you this. He Twittered that his highlight of the night at Monster Jam was the Demolition Derby. So do you know, you ever seen the movie E.T.?
Yep.
Remember when the E.T. gets drunk and the kid feels it at school?
Yeah.
He saw the monster, he saw the Demolition Derby.
And then it was me.
And it was Trey Kennard's Demolition Derby. Yeah. What a jerk. All right, thanks.
Thank you.